Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 29, 1804. The calculating François-Antoine Laroque. On November 27, Captain Lewis and the men returned from visiting the Indian villages. They brought with them two Big Belly or Gros Ventre chiefs. There was a great stir among the Big Belly because the Mandan had been telling them tales that the expedition was going to join forces with the Sioux and isolate them. In addition, traders from the Northwest Company had arrived in the villages. In particular, a Mr. Laroque and his interpreter, Mr. LaFrance. They appeared to be doing all they could to win the Indians away from Lewis and Clark, and proposed to designate chiefs, give out medals, etc., just as the captains had done. Captain Lewis put forth a mighty effort to convince the Mandan in Gros Ventre that by receiving medals and flags from anyone but the expedition, they would incur the displeasure of the great American father. Today, Laroque comes to the fort to visit.
A very cold, windy day. Mr. Laroque and one of his men came to visit us. We informed him what we had heard of his intentions of making chiefs, etc., and forbid him to give medals or flags to the Indians. He denied having any such intention. We agreed that one of our interpreters should speak for him on conditions he did not say anything more than what tended to trade alone. He gave fair promises. Sergeant Pryor, in taking down the mast, put his shoulder out of place. We made four trials before we replaced it. Captain William Clark, November 29, 1804.
The treatment for Pryor did not work well. Gary Moulton's footnotes explained that Pryor would suffer repeated dislocations of the shoulder during the expedition. And in 1827, Clark reported Pryor disabled by the injury. Tomorrow, an attack by the Sioux.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.